That's all coming up on the show. But first, it's not really the postponements that get to you. It's the postponements of the postponements. We heard this week that the Detroit Auto Show has been pushed off until fall 2021 at the earliest. That will be a total of 2.5 years with no auto show in the city. There may be some silver linings here for Detroit's extended automotive community, but suffice to say, it's one of the bigger disruptions in the industry and in Detroit culture. With us now is Michelle Krebs, Senior Director of Automotive Relations for Cox Automotive, an executive analyst for Auto Trader. Hey, Michelle, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, can you explain who makes the decision about scheduling the auto show and what we know about how it was made?
Auto shows are, generally speaking, organized by dealers. Certainly, the Detroit Auto Show is organized by dealers who are members of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. There are other auto shows that are organized differently. But I think what happened, and I don't have the inside scoop, but Los Angeles decided to move from, and it's moved around a number of times over the years, but it decided to do its show in May. Well, that was right on top of, right ahead of Detroit's show, which had moved from January to June. And it was just too close. So the organizers decided to move it to the September-October timeframe of next year. And frankly, I think it's a really smart move.
This is starting to feel like that party game where you take a chair away from the circle of chairs, and when the music stops, everybody's got to sit down where their auto show is going to be.
Well, true. And you know, the automakers are going to be on very tight budgets next year because this year wasn't good, and next year's only going to be marginally better. So they only have so much money to spend on auto shows and so many products to show at these auto shows. So that's exactly at musical chairs. What vehicle are they going to show at what show, if any? And so I think moving Detroit apart, and if you remember, you know, it used to be that the September-October timeframe was the start of the new model year. And that's still true in terms of production. So I think it's a good move.
Good for the North American Auto Show for moving in on territory that the LA show had held down for a long time. But do you see this, what's shaking out right now, creating some long-term scheduling issues with other auto or tech shows, assuming that the dates we have now are in fact the dates?
Well, I think it's all very muddy right now because every auto show in the world and trade show is, you know, thinking about what they're going to do going forward. And I think we don't know anything until we know what's going to happen with the virus. You know, when's the vaccine coming out? When will the bulk of people be able to get the vaccine? And frankly, I think we have a better shot of it in the September-October timeframe than we do in the spring one. So I think we need to consider this past year and this year as just kind of this year and next year is just kind of anomalies. And then we'll see what happens going forward. I do think, though, that there's going to be automakers who have to really think about what role auto shows play in their marketing plans and how much they participate. So that's been kind of an ongoing thing, and it's only accelerated now with the pandemic.
Well, what is your thought on that? I mean, we just saw Ford roll out the Bronco in the absence of any auto shows at all with, you know, big, big online marketing pushes and events. I mean, will the Detroit Auto Show, can we expect it to be relevant outside the city?
It's hard to say because we don't know who will do what in terms of introductions or such. I think that, you know, the Detroit 3 will probably play a pretty strong role. It's the home team. But I think, you know, companies, some of the import companies that don't do well here in terms of sales anyway, just because of the nature of the Detroit market, are really, I've already talked to a couple and they're like, not sure how big we'll play there. Hmm. So there's a lot of soul searching about what is the best way to market. And to your point about the Ford Bronco launch, Ford is very happy with how that went. And it certainly doesn't cost anywhere near what an auto show does.
Right. I mean, how do automakers globally feel about auto shows? Is this something that they would rather skip if they could? Like the candidates in campaign season, just doing online meet and greets with voters?
I think there's two things we have to think about. There's different aspects of auto shows. There's the media part of the show, which, you know, that is the part that they're really rethinking. But the consumer part, at least in the United States, is still really strong. People love to go to auto shows. You know, we saw huge attendance at the past, you know, Chicago and Detroit shows, and because people like to go in and kick the tires.
Michelle Krebs is Senior Director of Automotive Relations for Cox Automotive and Executive Analyst for Auto Trader. Michelle, it's great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
For more on what these changes are going to mean regionally, we turn to someone who pays a lot of attention to economic drivers and the event schedule for the city of Detroit. Sandy Brua is President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be on again.
Were you very surprised to learn that the auto show was pushed off even further already?
No. As another organization that runs a major event, I think all you have to do is look at the prospective calendar in terms of when we're expected to get a vaccine, how long it'll take that vaccine to be distributed amongst the public, and how long it's going to take for corporate travel policies to catch up with hopefully what will be our new normal in terms of being able to travel again, that having a large event like the auto show or like the Mackinac Policy Conference in the spring just doesn't seem as viable as we had hoped.
The auto show is such a huge driver economically, both in terms of the nonprofit community and obviously for the various automotive-related industries. What does this mean if we go another year without an auto show?
Well, you know, it is just one of the collateral impacts of this COVID experience and, frankly, our inability as a nation to really get as good a handle on the virus and our response as I think, you know, ideally would be the case. There's been a lot of economic fallout. This is one of them. The auto show in particular is worth economically to the Detroit region and the state of Michigan roughly the equivalent of multiple Super Bowls. Think about that. Not just one Super Bowl, but multiple Super Bowls. And, you know, so that is not coming into our state and our region in terms of airport revenue, hotel revenue, you know, conference fees, restaurants. I mean, you name it. You know, we're going to go, you know, well over a year and a half or more than that, actually, without a international auto show.
Do you worry about whether large scale events that draw thousands of people just even make any sense over the near future?
So Sandy's rule of crises is the following, that in a crisis, we always think we're going to change more than we actually do. But at the end of the day, we never change as much as we probably should. And I think that this COVID crisis is definitely that. Right now, as much as we hate to admit it, we're still in the middle of this COVID crisis. And trying to forecast forward everything from what human behavior is going to be in terms of the question that you're asking, how comfortable are we going to be in big events, to office space is really a folly of an exercise right now. At the end of the day, human beings look for human connections. We are built that way. Yes, will there be some permanent change in terms of our society? Absolutely. You can't go through something this big without a change. But more surprisingly than not, we as human beings revert back to type. You know, I think the things that are impacting the auto show actually have less to do with our view of COVID and those kinds of changes, but changes in the automotive industry that were underway, well underway, even before COVID was something we all knew what it was.
The Chamber has announced that the Mackinac Policy Conference is going to move to September 2021, basically from close to Memorial Day to close to Labor Day. How do you think that's going to change the sort of, dare I say, giddy opening of the summer vibe of the conference?
Well, we're hoping people will be equally giddy, to use your term, about closing the summer season up on Mackinac Island. You know, there are, you know, certainly unlike the auto show, our change for the Mackinac Policy Conference is a 1 year only. We are committed to our annual post Memorial Day week of programming up on the island, and we have every intention of keeping that. In fact, we're already booked at the Grand Hotel for 2022 for our traditional dates. But it does give us some additional opportunities. One, you know, when we go out and get national speakers, which has kind of become one of the hallmarks of the Mackinac Policy Conference, we're always up against graduation season. And, you know, moving to September, we think will give us a little bit more flexibility in terms of getting national speakers. It's a different time of year where we can kind of take advantage of the late fall weather and perhaps maybe do some more things outside than we're able to do with the kind of spring weather that we get in May. So we're looking forward to changing things up a little bit and taking advantage of the different time of year.
Are there any changes in tone that may happen having this closer to election season?
Well, the election season for 2021 will be close to, will be primarily the mayoral race in Detroit. You know, we won't be in cycle for either the House, Senate, or the presidency. So we'll certainly be focused on the mayor's race and Mayor Duggan's re-election effort. We'll also be looking back on, you know, what will the first 9 months of 2021 look like, either with a re-elected Donald Trump or a newly elected Joe Biden. And so there'll be plenty to talk about, you know, from the political standpoint, regardless what happens in November.
Sandy Barua is president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, thanks for joining us today.
Delighted to be with you.